I just got done eating some pickles and ground turkey. My problem is I make a metric ton of ground turkey at a time. And then that's all I can eat, obviously, because I, like, hate wasting food. So, anyway, okay. Hey, by the way, no one cares about me and my ground turkey. How is everyone? Go ahead and share with the class. How are you feeling? If you're watching on YouTube, yes, you can see my bathrobe in the background. And guess what? I also don't care. No, I'm not going to move it because guess what? That's where my bathrobe lives. So why would I move it to make you happy? No. It's been a while. Actually, I think it's been a month. Actually, now that I think about it, it's going on 2 months since I posted here. And I've been pretty... Oh, I was just about to lie through my teeth. I was about to say I've been inactive on social media. I have just got the biggest ick from social media lately. Where it's like, I just want it to be completely private. I think because I sort of... So I was going to say I'm going through a quarter life crisis. I actually think what it is my frontal lobe is like developing. And I don't know if that's the correct lobe or correct piece of the brain. I feel like I've went through a second puberty. I don't know if anyone has ever experienced this, but like women or ladies or honestly, whoever, if you have, let me know. Like you hit 23 and suddenly your brain's developing. It's weird. All of a sudden, I mean, there's been a lot of changes happening. I feel like my biological clock turned on where it's like, oh, you're not a kid anymore. Like, get a real job. And I'm not saying what I've been doing isn't a real job, but there was no stability in what I've been doing for the past 4 years, which was freelancing, entrepreneurship, freelancing, video editing, podcast editing, all that. There's not a lot of stability in it. And granted, there's not really stability in anything because you can get laid off and all those fun things. But I have, like, no retirement plan with what I do. And I know myself, I'm not the best with my finances. So like, yeah, for the past 4 years, I've been saying I'm going to set myself up with like a fine. I'm not doing shit. I'm like barely even putting money into my savings account. So there you go. But also like, I don't have health insurance. Hello, you're a grown adult. Get health insurance, you know? So I've been, why did I start talking about this? It's so fun because I have a whole like outline of things I want to talk about. I'm not talking about any of them yet. We're only 2 minutes in. Perfect. Perfect. Oh, my frontal lobe. Oh, blah, 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 blah. So, like, yeah, I feel like I just hit this stage where it's, like, grow up a bit. Set, like, this is real life. You're not a kid anymore. Get your shit together a bit. One of my life updates is I'm, like, making some career pivots. And it's really interesting because I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what's going on. Which is, I think, so reassuring. And it's honestly so fun. For the past, like, 2 months, I've actually been so unbelievably stressed out because I have no idea what I'm doing. But I recently just read a book. This can go two directions. I've been listening to the book, The Defining Decade, which, if you're in a similar situation to me, or if you're not, my camera battery just died. Let's see if I can find another one. The fun thing is this camera battery also isn't going to last long. So I think for the whole episode, I'm just going to be switching back and forth between batteries because I'm impatient. Anywho, so The Defining Decade, it's a book written by a clinical psychologist, a therapist, who freaking knows. She works with people in their 20s. And I really like it because she basically just, it's about how to make the most of your 20s and set your future self up for success. But that sounds really like there's a lot of pressure on it. It actually made me feel a lot better. So I highly recommend reading that. But I've also read this book recently called The Unhoneymooners. I've been in a book slump all year since leaving Raleigh. And I think it's because I have people to talk to. I was just living alone for so long and I had zero things to do and I never left the house. So obviously I could read 60 books in 1 year. I'm at 10 right now. No, I think I'm actually at 11. But anyway, I read The Unhoneymooners and it's like a complete fiction. It's a romance, but the female main character, her name is Olive. And she is like in the beginning of the book. Well, she's actually unemployed, but she like has a master's, I think, or some fancy degree. She's a scientist, needless to say. And the whole book, she's, like, trying to find a job. And then she, like, gets a job and gets fired her first day. She gets a job as a waitress because she gets fired from her job on the first day and she needs money. So as a waitress, she realizes, like, oh, I actually didn't like being a scientist at all. Being a waitress, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm, like, finding myself again, which is so true. When you're not worried about, like, getting money to survive, you can actually be yourself. So there, if you're, like, in between jobs, like me, There's no shame in getting like a serving job, a bartending job, a barista job, a dog walking, like getting a small little job. And I, like, small sounds like demeaning, and I apologize. I did not mean it to come off that way. But getting something that isn't like the biggest career, in a sense, there's nothing wrong with that. You learn so much about yourself. It can be fun. As long as you're paying the bills, who gives a hoot, right? And she like really enjoyed it. And through that, she did a lot of networking. Obviously she met a lot of people. And one of them was, I forget. She ended up getting a job through waitressing as like a community leader. I don't really remember what she ended up doing, but it had nothing to do with being a scientist. And she would have never learned that if she didn't get a job as a waitress. So basically just do whatever you want. Like, I say all of that to say, it made me feel a lot better because I realize no one actually has their shit together. Maybe some people do, but nobody has their shit together in all areas of life. So if someone has their shit together in, you know, their career, maybe they don't in finances, or maybe they don't, because career and finances don't always, you know what I mean? You could be getting a lot of money, but that doesn't mean you're good financially, regardless. If they have a good career, maybe they don't have the best relationship, or maybe they don't have the best relationship with themselves, or the best, work-life balance. You know what I mean? There's so many facets of life that you're never always going to have them all figured out. And that made me feel a lot better because it's like, it's never too late. Like, you can change your mind as many times as you want. You can start new things as many times as you want. As long as you're paying your bills and as long as you're surviving, like, that is all that matters. Also, not to freak anyone out, but like, with the state of our economy and with inflation, we're probably not going to be able to retire anyway. So you might as well do something you like. You know what I mean? Like, 401ks probably won't make that much of a difference. So I don't know. It just made me feel a lot better because I've been so stressed. And it's like, number one, I'm 23. But even if I was 53, who cares? Like, you can switch careers whenever you want. It's not that deep. Just have fun. Do things that you like. And if you don't know what you like, try things. And that's sort of what I've been trying to figure out. Like, I haven't really thought for the past 4 years what I would do. I didn't really have a backup plan. I didn't go to school. I just jumped into this business space and I was like, I'll be doing this. So I've been applying to jobs and I got a job with a company, but they sort of lied to me through the entire interview process, saying I would get all these good benefits and all of these things. And then once I got hired, turns out I didn't get any benefits and whatever. So I didn't end up taking the job. But I ended up signing up for EMT school because I have been sort of feeling unfulfilled. And I don't know, I mean, with business. And I didn't know if it was because I was just stressed out from like not getting any benefits and having to pay quarterly taxes and having to like, there's literally zero financial security in what I do, where it's like you could lose all of your clients in the drop of a hat and there you go, you know, that's fine. And yeah, so I was just feeling unfulfilled and I was like, maybe I'm feeling unfulfilled because I'm not making a difference. So I signed up for EMT school because I was like, I could go into, you know, being a paramedic or being a firefighter and that could be really fun. But it's not, EMT school was sort of this middle ground where it wasn't as big of a commitment as going straight into paramedic school or the fire academy, where it's like I could become an EMT and see if I like it, and if not, that's okay, I still have these skills, like that's really useful knowledge. And in the meantime, I was applying for 911 dispatching jobs because I was like, that could, like, there's a lot of great benefits, you get a pension, all these things, but also I'd be helping people and I could see the law enforcement side of things and I could get a lot of networking with people like first responders. So that was that, and I had a really good interview and I feel like I got a job. But yesterday I also had an interview, and I have a second interview today with a company who, it's like a travel company that is so well known that I really respect, and I'd be doing like social media work with them. And you know, it's a hybrid schedule where I'm going in 3 days a week to the office and remote for two, and I get paid to travel and I get benefits, and this battery's gonna die too. So now I'm like in this back and forth of like, damn, what do I do? Because if I take the sort of social media one, I'm leaning towards the social media one. I really want that because I don't know. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. And this might not even be interesting, but I think it's better for my lifestyle. And I'd be paid to travel, which I absolutely love. And I'm getting in person with people, and that's something I've really missed, is like working remotely is just so unfulfilling. I miss being in person with people. But I would equally, you know, love to do the dispatching job. It just would be a pretty tough schedule. There's a lot of like 16-hour shifts and a lot of overtime. And I don't know. So I would be able to do EMT school if I do the dispatching one. I'm so open to either. I really hope I get the travel one, but I'll keep you guys updated. But needless to say, is like either way, like there's no wrong decision here. Either way, I can start one and I can change my mind. Like maybe I start dispatching and I'm like, this is too much pressure. I can change my mind and do something else. So if you're in a similar position to this, know that you can change your mind as many times as you want. Give yourself permission to do that. There's no wrong decision, because even if you do something and you don't like it, you learned that. Now you know. Like, you learned that about yourself, and that's such a valuable experience. Literally all we can do is learn. So I just wanted to share that. That's one of my updates on life, as I'm in the middle of a career path pivot, which is so exciting, and I'm not stressed about it anymore. I'm going to be a lot less stressed when I actually have a job and I'm financially secure, but I'm still paying the bills, you know, and I'm not getting stressed about it, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, it takes me a while to find a job, I can always get a serving job. I can always get a bartending job. Like, you will just trust yourself at the end of the day. You will always find a way to make it work. You will always find a way to get your bills paid, and that's all that matters. And I also just wanted to say with that, like, don't compare yourself to people on social media, because over the years, I've had so many people, like, say they look up to me a lot with being a business owner and all that. I have literally never had my shit together. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I started my business when I was 19. You think I knew what I was doing? No! I have zero idea. Every year when tax time comes around, I'm like, I have zero fucking clue what's going on. Like, it's imposter syndrome, but also no one knows what they're doing. Even people who really think they do, I promise you they don't. We're all just trying our best. So that's all you can do, is try your best. Another thing, I'm just, so yeah, like I said, I feel like my frontal lobe is developing. Y'all, I want a baby. I want to get married. I want to settle down. I want a child. Not right now, obviously, but this is like such a massive thing for me, because for the past, God knows how long, 5 years, I was like, I don't even know if I want to get married. I definitely don't want to have kids. And then something switched where it's like, holy shit. I just am like ready to have a life. And I think that goes into like the career thing, where it's like the past few years, I've just been selfish. Oh my God, my drawer's been open the whole time. That's annoying. Sorry, YouTube. And I'm not shutting it until this battery dies and I have to change it. But I've just been selfish, which is a good thing. Like, I needed to be selfish. I think everyone needs to have their selfish period of life. But, you know, I was traveling. I was doing a business. I was buying whatever the fuck I want. I was thinking only about myself. I literally didn't give a shit. I mean, not to say I was, like, being mean to other people and selfish in a bad way. But, like, I've been my only priority, really, for the past several years. And now I'm like, oh, that's probably why I've not got into a relationship yet, which, like, I've been taking a lot of accountability recently and realized, like, I have genuinely not been ready for a relationship, even though I thought I was. Oh my God, it would have been horrible if I got into a relationship before now. And maybe that's why I'm still not in a relationship. Maybe I'm still not ready. I don't know. My dating life, whatever. I did go on a good first date the other day. I hope I go on another date with him. I don't know if he's that into it. We'll see how that goes, but I'm not going to be updating you there, because like that is something that I do want to keep private, is that part of my life. I will gladly share all the shitty dates I go on, but like I said earlier in the episode, like I have gotten so sick of social media, which is another part of me, I think, developing my frontal lobe, and I keep saying that. I don't know if it's actually my frontal lobe, but when I refer to that, you know what I mean, my puberty hitting. I just feel like I realize I love to share on social media, and that's something I learned from taking a step back, which is another reason why I looked into first responding, because I was like, I want to get off of social media. I want nothing to do with it. My time away. And yeah, I've still been posting on TikTok, but like I literally deleted all of my Instagram reels pretty much. I just like, I want to keep my creations to TikTok and to YouTube and podcasting. For some reason, Instagram's like too much, but I realized I want to approach social media differently. I feel like I shared so much about myself. And what am I doing right now? Sharing so much about myself. But I think there's a way to be personable, but not share every personal life detail. And like, I will share the details that I am, but I also like to keep some parts sacred. And like, I don't need to go into details about my friendship problems or the people that I'm dating or my family problems. You know what I mean? Like, so I will still be sharing things with you guys, but I also have reflected on some things that I want to keep private. But I also realized that, like, no, I don't want to step away from social media altogether. I love doing this. Like, who am I kidding? And I also think I realized that part of the reason I wanted to step away from it, I had like a video blow up on TikTok about a date that I went on. And a lot of people that I was like matching with on dating apps were like saying they saw my TikTok. And some of them were even like, we were like talking for a while and then they said they saw it and they didn't want to talk to me anymore because of it, which I get. But I've realized that some of the, and I don't know how to word this, so I'm going to do my best, but I've realized that some of the things that I do or some of my outlooks on certain things have been formed through the lens of like me wanting approval from men, but not in like a I want their validation type of a way, because I've been single for 5 years. Like, I really don't seek male validation. I actually don't care that much. It's not so much about their attention or their validation. It comes from a place of me fearing that like I'm gonna end up alone, or fearing that I'm not lovable. And that was an interesting pill to swallow, because that's part of the reason I stepped away from social media. Granted, not the whole thing, but I was like, no man's gonna wanna be with someone who shares everything on social media. Who gives a fuck? Like, who cares? Who literally cares? And I'm trying to think, there's been some other things where I'm realizing like, damn, I do that because I'm scared I'll be unlovable if I don't, you know? I don't know. So that was interesting to realize. Because it's just been like a slap to the face where it's like, I literally don't really care what men think, but a deep part of me cares. I don't know. I've always been scared that I would end up alone. Camera battery died. BRB. I don't know. I don't know if anyone can relate to that, but I just wanted to share it because I found it very fascinating. But I'm just excited to be back because I really love creating. Like, I've wanted to do this since I was a kid, you know? And no, I don't make a dime off of my podcast. I don't make money off of any of it. I have been in such a gym slump. I just am sick of lifting right now. And I'm still doing it, but like, barely. I think what it is I'm at a point in my life where I am decentering weight loss with my fitness journey. For the past year, weight loss has been like the only thing I thought about, genuinely. And like, this is a trigger warning for all of that, EDs, weight loss, everything. But I will be talking about like calorie counting and body image and stuff like that. So I just want to let you know. But I embarked on like a fitness journey a year ago. And so I started on a fitness journey, going to the gym. I eventually started tracking my calories, whatever, whatever, whatever. I've lost like 60 pounds in the last year. And while, yes, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in, like I've never been this strong. I've never had the physical abilities that I do right now. It's been the most mentally taxing year of my life, which says a lot because I've been through some shit. But my whole world has been revolving around weight loss. It has decreased the quality of my life so much. Like, I would say no to going out with friends or going out with family because I didn't, like, it wouldn't fit into my calorie deficit. And everything I thought about was food. Everything I thought about was my body. Everything I thought about was weight loss. And recently, I'm sick of it. I got so tired of it. I just was like, I'm done. I give up. I give up on this. And like, I give up on this meaning I give up on this, like, eating disorder, essentially, is what it is. I'm gonna call it what it is. And I think I am finally ready to make a whole episode on this if you guys are interested in it. I've been talking about it a lot. I remember last summer I talked about, you know, potentially sharing about my eating disorder, but I'm finally at a point where it's like, fuck you. That's where I'm at with my eating disorder. Fuck you. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it and I'm over it. So I'm dealing with it. And I obviously am going to learn more as I go, but one of the things that I just like had a realization recently where it's like, who cares? Yeah, who cares? And this goes back to what I was saying with like, unknowingly, a lot of the things that I do are from the perspective of like wanting to be loved or wanting male approval, I guess. But I think genuinely that's why I felt like I needed to lose weight so much. And before I get into this, like, I don't want this to sound fucked up, or maybe it will. I don't know. But I felt like, I mean, this is just, I guess I don't even need to say that because it's literally our society. But I felt like in order to be loved, I had to be smaller. There were, growing up, you know, when I was smaller, like, there were male presences in my life who told me that, like, men wouldn't like me because of, it was always my belly. It was always my belly. And it's crazy because my entire life, I've always said, like, I was a bigger kid growing up. No, I fucking wasn't. Like, I think what it was, is I was, like, slightly bigger than other people. So, like, I've always had muscular legs my entire life. And I thought because my legs were bigger than other girls' legs that that meant I was, like, unworthy. You know, I don't know. And, like, there was nothing wrong if I was a chubby kid or if I was a fat kid. Like, none of that means that you don't deserve love, you know? But I think that contributed so much to my body dysmorphia because I had this male figure in my life telling me that I need to be smaller and I'm too big and I'm getting chubby. I'm a fucking kid. Meanwhile, I was playing soccer relentlessly. Like, I was in such good shape for a kid. And looking at my body, like, okay. To the point where I was quite literally, I would say 7 or 8 years old because I was playing soccer. And he bought me, like, skinny tea. You know that skinny tea, like those gummies and the stomach wraps? Yeah. Yeah. So, no wonder I hate my stomach. My whole life I've hated my stomach. Growing up in high school, like, I was, once again, I thought I was massive, but I wasn't. I was just, like, slightly bigger than other girls. But, like, I always hated my stomach. Even now, like, you know, I've lost a lot of weight and I am constantly being complimented on my body, but I still hate my stomach. I still feel like I need to shrink my stomach. And all of it goes back to, like, comments that this person made on my body, you know? And I don't even know, I'm so bad at, like, stringing along a conversation. But all of that to say, like, I've recently just realized I don't care anymore. And granted, it's easier said than done. Like, I will still have moments where I do care, for sure, and where I think I need to lose weight and I think I need to do this. But then I, like, catch myself and it's like, stop. Stop. No physical appearance, no body type, no fitness goal is worth ruining your mental health over, is worth decreasing your quality of life. Doesn't matter. And any man who cares about that trivial shit is not worth your time. So I just wanted to say that. I've just recently decided I'm done with it. And I love fitness so much and I love wellness so much. And I want to be able to do certain, I want to do the things that I love, not do the things that I think will make me lose weight. So, like, since December, I've been in, like, a fat loss phase because I wanted to lose more weight. And I've been, like, literally killing myself, like, in the gym for 2 hours a day, 30 to 45 minutes of 12 incline, 3 speed, like, you know, 12, 3:30 every single day, 7 days a week, lifting 7 days a week, not listening to my body at all, not eating nearly enough to the point, like, I lost my period, you know what I mean? Things like that. And it's like, this is not health. This has nothing to do with your health, which pisses me off so much because there's always those, like, gym bros who are, or, like, just fat phobic people who will comment on people's weight saying they need to lose weight for their health. But the ways that they would advise people to lose weight, it's so unhealthy. Like, the bodybuilder community who talks about cutting and bulking, it's so unhealthy. You are cutting your calories down to the point where you are losing your period, to where you can't sleep, you can't keep yourself warm. Like, your body, oh God. We are here for so much more than to lose weight and to be small and to shrink ourselves and to look a certain way. So I've ditched calorie counting. Once again, I've done this before, but I'm, like, serious about it this time. I don't think calorie counting is inherently bad, but I think when you're doing it to restrict your calories so much to lose weight, then it is bad. And I'm just, like, getting back to a place of intuitively eating where it's like, if you're hungry, eat. Your body probably needs to, especially since I'm working out so much, but now I'm working out because I enjoy it, not because I'm trying to shrink myself. And all of that to say, if you are in a similar position to this and you want to decenter weight loss in your fitness journey, I highly recommend setting fitness-related and ability-related goals for yourself, where it's like, you know, because before my goal in the gym was to lose weight, was to get smaller. So I would do whatever it took. I would eat less. I would, you know, work out more. And it's like, that's not good. Now I signed myself up for a half marathon. So now my fitness related goals are doing this half marathon. And starting running has been the best thing I've done for myself, my body, and my relationship with my food. And it has nothing to do with the actual running. It has everything to do with the fact that my goal now is to run a half marathon. And in order to reach this goal, I have to fuel myself properly. I have to take care of myself properly. You know, and if it's not running, that's fine. Maybe you want to swim a certain distance or cycle, or maybe you want to lift a certain weight or compete in a powerlifting competition, or I don't know, I can't think of literally anything else. If you want to squat 250 pounds, in order to do that, you have to recover. You have to take rest days so your muscles can build themselves. You have to eat enough so that your muscles can build themselves. You know what I mean? Setting ability, or maybe you want to do a pull-up. Like, regardless, you have to fuel yourself properly for these things. And I just had like a revelation the other day. I was in the middle of my long run. And first of all, I'm just so proud of myself for doing this. I've always wanted to run a marathon, but it was something I literally always thought I could never do, because growing up, I was always told that I wasn't athletic and I was bigger boned and all these things. So I convinced myself I wasn't good at athletic things. I wasn't good at running, even though I was literally a fucking athlete in high school and middle school and elementary school, regardless. So I convinced myself I hated it, but I went on this long run the other day where I ran for time instead of distance, and I was just like, I'm going to run for 30 minutes at a slow speed, and then I ended up running for 50 minutes because I was having so much fun. Like, taking the pressure off of yourself is so much fun. Life is so much more fun when you take the pressure off yourself. But in the middle of it, I was like, this feels so good, and I need to nourish my body and fuel my body so that I can feel this good, so that I can reach my goals, so that I can run this half marathon, so that I don't injure myself, because now I finally actually care about my body. I finally care about my health, and I finally care about my body unrelated to how it looks. You know, like, it was so cool knowing that I could do this, that I could run that far and that long without taking a breath. You know what I mean? And it just motivated me so much to actually take care of my body because of what it was able to do. So I highly recommend that. Like, it doesn't have to be running, but just, there's not, like, I can't explain to you the feeling that comes with, like, realizing what your body is capable of. You want to take care of it so much. And so, like, I'm just so excited, and I feel so proud of myself. And I also recently signed up to start working with a nutrition coach. She's also going to help me with strength training, because I have my half marathon plan, and I'm very, like, obviously super comfortable with lifting, but one, I'm fucking bored of lifting. So I'm done doing what I've been doing, which is literally just like bodybuilding style lifting, like the compound lifts. I want to get stronger, but like, you don't have to squat and bench and do all these things to get stronger. So she's just like a coach for athletes. But all that to say that, like, I don't know how to lift, and I don't know how to do the whole hybrid athlete thing, incorporating lifting in with running. So she's taking care of my lifting and helping me fit it into my half marathon training plan. But she's also going to, like, teach me how to properly nourish myself, because while, yes, I know a lot about macros and calories and all that, I don't know how to actually fuel myself. I was never taught. And when I got into the fitness space, I didn't give a fuck about fueling myself. I gave a fuck about how I can eat to make myself smaller. And that's not fueling yourself. So I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to, like, get better sleep and to have, like, I'm just excited to feel good, because I've not felt good in so long, because I've not been genuinely taking care of myself. And it's wild, because my mental health was just fucked for a while there, because I was losing so much weight, and people obviously are congratulating you, which is, like, just not a smart thing to do. And it's like, okay, I have a horrible eating disorder, and that was, like, the height of people being like, oh my God, you look so good. And it's like, thanks, I can't stand up for more than 3 minutes. You know, so it was just like, okay, perfect. So if I can recommend anything, it's find fitness-based and ability-based goals versus aesthetic-based goals, because the thing is, too, your body will change, and not placing so much value in it. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, my body's gonna change a lot, and I'm excited to see how my body changes when I'm actually taking care of it. But that's not me saying I'm excited to see how much weight I lose. No, I'm excited to see, like, how my muscles look when I'm actually taking care of myself, and where my body wants to be when I'm like, your body has a happy place, and it will get there through you taking care of yourself. So do that. But I also just want to say, food is fuel. Food has no moral value. There's no good and bad foods. eat what you want, add what you need, learn how to nourish yourself. And if you don't know how, I would highly recommend, like, there are people out there who are willing to help you in an affordable way. But if not, just, like, there are resources out there that you can look up on YouTube. But you deserve to be fueled. Food is fuel. Stop restricting yourself. And I know it's easier said than done, but, like, the people who are meant to be in your life will love you regardless of what your body looks like. Just take care of yourself. And starving yourself to be smaller is not taking care of yourself. Imagine you were given, like, you swap bodies with the person you love most in the world. How would you take care of them? Would you not feed them because you want them to be smaller? No, you wouldn't, because you love them. You deserve that same love. Anywho, we're moving on from that. I actually think that's all I have, beyond the fact that, like, yeah, my major life changes are just, I've been trying to enjoy life again. I have a lot of career changes going on. A lot of, like, I'm training for a half marathon. I'm just trying to heal my relationship with my body and with food, and it takes time. But I will say, you know, it's scary, but, well, regardless, I can do a whole episode on that if you want. If not, that's okay as well. But yeah, I've just been romanticizing my life. I've been going to cafes a lot and reading in the mornings. Which has been so fun because I'm not, like, forcing myself to go to the gym when I don't want to in the morning. Oh my god, the Boston Marathon was last Monday. It was so beautiful, you guys. I was signed up for a half marathon before it, but it, like, really, because I signed up for the half marathon and then I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna do it. I, like, sort of started to back out of it. But then I went to that and I was like, no, I'm fucking doing it. So I really started training, and it's hard. Like, I had that one good long run, but yesterday I did, like, a tempo run and I did not enjoy it. But, like, you're not going to always enjoy it, you know, but I know now that I can enjoy it. And it's just, like, I feel my body, I feel my legs getting so much stronger. Anywho, I think that's all. I could talk for 16 days and nights, but I'm not going to. But yeah, sorry. No, I'm not going to apologize. I hope you liked this episode. It was really just a big life update. That's about all I have to talk about. If you have anything you want me to talk about, any stories you want me to tell, anything like that, let me know in the comments, because I would love to post it more regularly again, but I just don't always have things to talk about. Okay. Love you to death and back. And I'll see you in the next episode. Smoochies.